All they need is a minimal chance just to be cognizant of the possibilities that Sears have unraveled. I told him that we were back in the same position we had been in my normal state of awareness. I was still convinced that impeccability or saving energy was something so vague that it could be interpreted by anyone in whatever whimsical way he wanted. I wanted to say more to build my argument, but a strange feeling overtook me. It was an actual physical sensation that I was rushing through something. And then I rebuffed my own argument. I knew, without any doubt whatsoever, that Don Juan was right. All that is required is impeccability, energy, and that begins with a single act that has to be deliberate, precise, and sustained. If that act is repeated long enough, one acquires a sense of unbending intent, which can be applied to anything else. If that is accomplished, the road is clear. One thing will lead to another until the warrior realizes his full potential. When I told Don Juan what I had just realized, he laughed with apparent delight and exclaimed that this was indeed a God-sent example of the strength that he was talking about. He explained that my assemblage point had shifted, and that it had been moved by sobriety to a position that fostered understanding. It could have as well been moved by capriciousness to a position that only enhances self-importance, as had been the case many times before. "Let's talk now about the dreaming body," he went on. "The old seers concentrated all their efforts on exploring and exploiting the dreaming body, and they succeeded in using it as a more practical body, which is tantamount to saying they recreated themselves in increasingly weird ways." Don Juan maintained that it is common knowledge among the new seers that flocks of the old sorcerers never came back after waking up at a dreaming position of their liking. He said that chances are they all died in those inconceivable worlds, or they may still be alive today in who knows what kind of contorted shape or manner. He stopped and looked at me and broke into a great laugh. "You're dying to ask me what the old seers did with the dreaming body, aren't you?" he asked, and urged me with a movement of his chin to ask the question. Don Juan stated that Genaro, being the indisputable master of awareness, had shown me the dreaming body many times while I was in a state of normal awareness. The effect that Genaro was after with his demonstrations was to make my assemblage point move not from a position of heightened awareness, but from its normal setting. Don Juan told me then, as if he were letting a secret be known, that Genaro was waiting for us in some fields near the house to show me his dreaming body. He repeated over and over that I was now in the perfect state of awareness to see and understand what the dreaming body really is. Then he had me get up, and we walked through the front room to reach the door to the outside. As I was about to open the door, I noticed that someone was lying on the pile of floor mats that the apprentices used as beds. I thought that one of the apprentices must have returned to the house while Don Juan and I were talking in the kitchen. I went up to him, and then I realized that it was Genaro. He was sound asleep, snoring peacefully, lying face down.
"Wake him up," Don Juan said to me. "We've got to be going. He must be dead tired."
I gently shook Genaro. He slowly turned around, made the sounds of someone waking up from a deep slumber. He stretched his arms, and then he opened his eyes. I screamed involuntarily and jumped back. Genaro's eyes were not human eyes at all. They were two points of intense amber light. The jolt of my fright had been so intense that I became dizzy. Don Juan tapped my back and restored my equilibrium. Genaro stood up and smiled at me. His features were rigid. He moved as if he were drunk or physically impaired. He walked by me and headed directly for the wall. I winced at the imminent crash, but he went through the wall.
as if it were not there at all. He came back into the room through the kitchen doorway, and then as I looked in true horror, Genaro walked on the walls, with his body parallel to the ground, and on the ceiling, with his head upside down. I fell backwards as I tried to follow his movements. From that position, I didn't see Genaro anymore. Instead, I was looking at a blob of light that moved on the ceiling above me and on the walls, circling the room. It was as if someone with a giant flashlight was shining the beam on the ceiling and the walls. The beam of light was finally turned off. It disappeared from view by vanishing against a wall. Don Juan remarked that my animal fright was always out of measure, that I had to struggle to bring it under control, but that, all in all, I had behaved very well. I had seen Genaro's dreaming body as it really is, a blob of light.